To be back with you tonight. You're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm that old cop Jack McLam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you tonight, still here at our two police and military associations, up here at our HQ, and ready to do a program. To start off tonight, I want to share with you something that cops are concerned about. This old retired cop's concerned about it, and that's your safety this winter. We happen to be up here in the Great Rocky Mountains and have a little bit of snow, not a whole lot. Last year we had, I think, less than a foot of snow all winter long because we're in a very mild part of the Rocky Mountains here. Some years we have 2 foot, 3 foot of snow all winter long, but that's very, very mild, so we're blessed with that. But however, the same little information I'm going to put out here is very important to us up here, the same as it is to all of you out there that are going to be driving in the rain, okay? Doesn't have to be ice or snow for you to have problems with what I'm about to tell you about. And we want to thank Betty for sending this in to our Police and Military Association here because she reminded us of something very, very important, and that's to share with our listeners out there. Starting off tonight, of course, you know this is a police and military program, and so give you a little police cautionary information here. Never drive in the rain with your cruise control on. Now, I know some of you aren't aware of this, but let me relate to you a story. And there's many, many stories like this. You may have a friend that this has happened to. As a police officer in Phoenix, even on rainy days, I know that this can happen to anybody out there. But a 36-year-old female had an accident several weeks ago and totaled her car. A resident of Kilgore, Texas, she was traveling between Gladewater and Kilgore. It was raining, though not excessively, when her car suddenly began to hydroplane and literally flew through the air. Well, I'm going to leave you right there, flying through the air, and we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Tell you this very important safety tip. We'll be right back.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks, and left you flying through the air. That's right. You're driving in the rain, as this young 36-year-old female was doing, and she wasn't traveling at excessive speed when her car suddenly began to hydroplane on the water on the road and literally flew through the air. She was not seriously injured, but was stunned at the sudden occurrence. When she explained to the highway patrolman what had happened, he told her something that every driver should know, but many do not. Never drive in the rain with your cruise control on. She had thought she was being cautious by setting the cruise control and maintaining a safe, consistent speed in the rain. But the highway patrolman told her that if the cruise control is on and your car begins to hydroplane, when your tires lose contact with the pavement, your car will accelerate at a higher rate of speed and you take off like an airplane when your tires touch the road again. He told the patrolman that that is exactly what happened. We all know that you have little or no control over your car when it begins to hydroplane, and you're at the mercy of the good Lord if this happens to you, folks. The highway patrol estimated her car was actually traveling through the air at 10 to 15 miles per hour faster than the speed set on the cruise control. The patrolman said this warning should be listed on the driver's side sun visor. Never use cruise control when the pavement is wet or icy, alongside the airbag warning. Well, that would be good, folks, because very, very few people know that, cruise control can get you in a lot of trouble. And we should tell our teenagers to set the cruise control and drive a safe speed, but you know, we also have to tell them that when it's wet on the road, turn it off. Don't use cruise control. And this is fine, folks. And we thank Betty for sending this in to our Police and Military Association here, because it's a good tip, and it is winter time approaching now. We're in our wonderful fall time up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, but we're having a little rain, and the roads are wet, and I do love my cruise control. I definitely do. And so I have to remember, too, that when the road is wet, turn it off, because it's good on dry pavement, but not good on ice or wet pavement, and can get you in trouble. So thank you, Betty, for sending that in to us and put that out. Maybe, just maybe, it'll help somebody out there. I want to talk to you about something, folks, that happened last night. I perhaps I said some things I shouldn't have said last night, and maybe not. But I told you that I would be leaving here after the program and going to our very exciting and wonderful political meeting last night, Thursday night, here in the area of Kamiai, Idaho. And I'm always excited, as I tell you, to get with people that are activists, that are actually doing something instead of just grumbling about problems in our government or grumbling about the environmentalist wackos closing down industry and manufacturing and everything. You know, we all have a tendency to want to gripe and grumble about these things, but a lot of us forget to do something about it. And there's always something you can do about it. And so our political meetings here in Kamiai, Idaho, are all about doing something about the problems, not just sitting back and grumbling about it, but actually trying to fight back against those that hate God and hate freedom for anybody but themselves. And that's the people we're fighting in this nation today. And many times our local communities are some of these people. The state is controlled by these people. Each one of the state governments in America are globalists, these international globalists, and they're looking forward to this world totalitarian system, and they're working to help set that up. And then, of course, the federal government is totally controlled by those at the top, which are these international crime families we talk about all the time, that are looking forward to enslaving everybody but their families to serve them. And so this is who we're fighting all the time. And so when we go to our political meetings on Thursday night here in Kamiai, Idaho, we're with the wonderful Watchmen on the Wall people and neighbors who have lived here forever. You know, they were raised here, raised their families, and generation after generation they've been here. And then we have our newcomers, you might say, like me, that's been here about 7 years, came from Phoenix, and you hear me talking about our 11 Christian constitutional communities here that brought in about 350 families from about 35 different states. And we have some of these people there too that love God and love freedom. And they're there helping us, trying to keep our area here free from these international groups, international leftist groups that want to control everything in our lives, and also trying to keep ourselves free from regulation, unconstitutional regulation by governments, be they state, local, or federal. And that's what we do here. Well, last night, as usual, we had a wonderful meeting going, a wonderful meeting. We had a guest speaker in who's an absolute expert. We've got a couple experts there at the meetings. Our head, the president of Watchmen on the Wall, is Tom Simmons, and his wife Linda, and a few others there. I would consider them experts on clay and Sally and others, experts in the area of the federal encroachment on water rights around the nation, all right? It's happening around the nation that, you know, we've talked about it before, that the government's trying to get control of the water. Because years and years ago, the internationalist made the statement, and I can tell you specifically who made the statement, these international gangsters that want to control the world, through Henry Kissinger, who's one of these people, made the statement, to control nations, you control oil. To control people, you control food. Well, at the time he made that statement, they were working to do both those things in our area and across the nation, and very successfully. And today they've been very successful. They're killing off the family farmers. They're closing down the family farms, and the farmland's being bought up by themselves. These international crime families control these big conglomerates that are buying the farmland in America. But there's a new push out there that we've talked about before, and it's a world push to control water of the world. As you know, folks, as you know, we have a nation here that is under pretty much this world system today, because our leaders are promoting that in the country. And we're working against this powerful, powerful internationalist group that wants to control every part of our life, including the water. And I want to get into that in just a few minutes and tell you what happened at the meeting last night, but I just heard that John Stadtmiller is on with us right now. John, are you there?
Good evening, Jack. How you
doing? Hey, good to have you on, brother. Good to have you on.
How
you
doing?
What's going on with you?
Well, I just got an email in here from Ted Pike.
Okay.
And
okay.
He says in this, and this is on the issue of the hate crimes law.
Yeah.
Yesterday, in a stunning surprise, he says, the Senate Judiciary Committee, led by Senator Orrin Hatch, refused to pass S-1145, the local law enforcement Crime Prevention Act of 2005.
My goodness.
Now,
my goodness.
Now there's
wow.
There's a dark side to this, though.
There's a dark side. Okay.
We have Mr. Chappaquiddick, Mr. Kennedy.
Oh, yes.
He's not giving it up. He said that Senator Kennedy still intends to pass the hate crimes bill. He wants to reattach it to the new version of the Children's Safety Act, the Sex Offender Registration and Notification Act, S-1086.
Yes.
Now, although rebuffed by the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Kennedy is confident, considering the 65-33 vote in the Senate in June of 2004, that S-1145 will easily be passed by the Senate as an attachment to that 1086 bill.
Yes. Children's Safety Act.
Yeah, but for right now, it's dead. And I'm sure if Ted was here on the program with you, he would tell you that it's because a lot of concerned people contacted their congressmen and their senators and told them, no, no, no.
Amen, brother. Boy, that's exciting.
How
that's
about
good
that
to hear.
Now isn't that a good way to end a week and end a Friday
that
to have a good weekend?
That is fantastic. And you know, brother, it segues right into what I'm talking about here. And that is people that stand up and get active, and people that are doing what God tells us to do, and that's trying to take back control of our government from these international weenies out there, that we win. We can win. If
we
just get up and do something, John,
well, and
we can win.
And, Jack, a lot of people think that as long as they're right with the Lord, that's okay, but I hate to tell them that faith with no deeds, no ticky, no pass to heaven.
You got it. That's right. Yep. Prayer without, without any type of works. You don't get saved by works. But boy, if you just pray about it, say God will sort it out, then he's gonna give you a lot of problems, because he expects us to be his disciples here on earth, and he's gave us commandments, John, to occupy this nation until he returns. And that means action on our part. Well, praise God, John. Thank you for that.
All right. And, Jack, I want to remind listeners to call us Monday at 800-724-2719. We need a few more donations to get you on the new frequency of 5.050.
Good deal.
We're
okay.
About $300-$400 short on the deal, so if they'll call us Monday at that 800 724-2719 number. I'm sure we can get you plugged in probably Tuesday, maybe Wednesday of next week.
Good deal.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
To the Officer Jack McGlam program. Well, praise the Lord, folks. That's exciting, and it proves once again what John told us, that the hate crimes legislation briefly has been set aside. And you know the enemies of God and liberty are going to be working to get that passed, because it's essential for their part that they rule out the First Amendment in America, and that we can never speak out about the things that are important without being called a hater and being arrested and put in prison for years and years and years. So they'll be back with it. But I'm just so pleased to hear this, folks, because once again it proves, and we do this all the time, on the local level, by local people getting together and coming out against some kind of draconian law, regulation or rule that they're trying to pass locally. Statewide, they try to run through these international UN programs on us, and federally the same thing. And every single time God's people get together and we come together and we call and we just make all the noise, we call our elected things and we write letters and email and we make a lot of fuss out here, we win. We win every single time. It's when we don't do anything that we lose. And so, John, thank you so much for that. And also, thank you, folks. Thank you so much for working with me here and working with Republic Broadcasting Network to keep me on short wave. I'm happy to hear that we're about $400 short. I mean, it'd be nice if we were not, but that's not a whole lot of money among our brothers and sisters out there listening to shortwave radio. And it looks like we may very well, if more of you will join us and send a little donation in to Republic Broadcasting Network to help us get over that $400 or $500 there, that we will not be down very long anyway off shortwave. We need $400 more, John said, $400 or $500 by Monday to keep going, because we're switching, you know, from our shortwave program we're on now, we're switching over to 50-50 on the shortwave dial, and we don't want to drop for these people, because we've got so many wonderful shortwave people out there listening. And I understand John was explaining to me about how much better this is going to be at 50-50 on the shortwave dial. And so today is the last. Today is the last day, as I understand it, on the shortwave program we're on right now. And then Monday and Tuesday, if we get that $400 or $500 in as a donation from everybody, then we'll pick up the new station 50-50 on the shortwave dial. So we're excited about that, and I just want to say bless all of you out there. Bless you for giving and putting feet to your prayers, as we were trying to say when John was on here. John said it, that if you just pray about it and think God's going to do it, you find out God doesn't do it. Why not? Because he put us here to do it. We're his disciples. We're his workers. Why wouldn't God, for example, serve as the watchman on the wall in this land? Why would he say in Isaiah 62:6, I have set watchmen upon my walls, which shall never hold their peace day or night? Well, he's talking about you and me. We're supposed to speak out and speak up, stand up, and not sit down when they tell us to, and get in the face of evil rulers out there. And, of course, that's what the history of the Bible is all about. You read the Holy Bible, you'll find out that religiously, I can say that, we had the prophets stand up and shake their finger in the face of the pharaohs and the leaders of those days. Yes, sometimes they got cut down, got their heads cut off and everything, but they stood up against the evil rulers of the day, as God told them to. And then the disciples, all but one, was killed by their lawful government by standing up and speaking out about tyranny and evil leadership. And then we have our founding fathers, who were all sentenced to death by the King of England. He put out a mandate that if they caught any of these founding fathers that were leading the revolution, or the ministers, the Black Brigade in America, the ministers were actually leading the revolution here against England, that they were to be hanged by the neck until dead. And so it's always been to those that had the backbone, I'll say it that way. There's a lot of terms I could use, but backbone's probably the best one to use on family radio. the ones that had the backbone to stand up and do what God told us to do. And when God says we're supposed to have dominion over the earth, what does that mean? Does it mean going and filling a pew Sunday morning with our derrieres and that's having dominion? No. What taking dominion over the earth happens when we get active outside the church, folks, and do what God told us to do to occupy this land until his return. Well, let me get back to, let me give out that phone number again, folks. If you want to donate to this final bit we need to have come in by Monday here, 800 is the number, 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. I think what I'll do too is when we get back after the break here, folks, I will give you the address, and you could just send your donations into the address here. That would help a lot. You wouldn't have to try to call. So we'll be right back after this important break, and we'll give you that address. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
988-6833. Okay, folks, welcome back. And let's give out that address, and then I'll continue on with my story of what happened at our political meeting last night, because I think it's so important for all of us to hear this and understand what kind of action and inaction is going on around the nation today. But that address to send a donation into Republic Broadcasting Network, you can just put on the envelope, if you like, RBN for Republic Broadcasting Network, and send that out to 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Street. 1015 South Mays Street, M-A-Y-S. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Praise the Lord, folks, and thank you once again for you that are donating to this cause. We're just blessed to have wonderful leaders there at Republic Broadcasting Network that love the Lord and love freedom, that are putting it all on the line for us there to reach out across this nation and around the world to touch the hearts and minds of people that love God and love freedom in their own nation and in this nation. And without this mass communication, I think we'd literally be going backwards instead of forward in this nation and awakening people. because it seems to be through mass communications today, God is blessing us to reach the multitudes out there that were awfully difficult to meet and awaken by just word of mouth. Remember those days, folks? Just word of mouth. We had no media. You know, the international crime syndicates controlled the media, the major media in the nation. And there was just some years back that all we could do is have meetings where we get 30 to 300 people at a meeting, and we'd have a speaker come in, and we'd make a tape of what they said, and then we'd make copies and go out and hand them to our neighbors and friends, and we would reach some of these people and awaken them, and they were happy we did that, or hand out flyers to them, or for 24 years, we put out Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, so you'd hand out those. But we had no mass communication. God has truly blessed us today to be able to use the same type of system the Antichrist and anti-freedom people are using against us in this nation, and we're blessed. And so I want to thank all of you activists out there for getting out your wallets and opening the purses and sending us some money into Republic Broadcasting Network to keep the shortwave going. Now, back to my story that I wanted to share with you, because I think it's a big thing. It is a big thing, what I'm about to tell you. I was talking to you about control of the water leading into our meeting last night. We had an expert come in. It was talking about how our water, the government's trying to take over control of our water in the nation here. And it is true. It's happening in your area. You may not be aware of it, or you may be aware of it. If you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, you're probably aware that in various states in this nation, the UN program is being pushed. Now, they use all kinds of names for it at the state level, water conservation, helping the little polywogs and the fish have enough water. You know, the rivers are getting low, so we got to regulate the water for the little fishies, and all kinds of reasons to get control of the water, step by step by step. Our dear brothers in Australia and New Zealand will tell you up front, the UN is using the program to turn the control of the water in New Zealand over to the Maori Indians. That was the Aborigine Indians there in New Zealand. And then in Australia, the Aboriginals there are being given control of the water in Australia. And in America, they've chosen the American Indians to give control of our water to. Now, the American Indians are being tricked again, and they're all excited now because, you know, it's pretty exciting to have the government say, we're going to give you control of the water over the white man. And the Indians' eyes just pop open, you know, the American Indians, and they go, what? You mean we're finally going to get it over on the white man? You know, you're really going to give us control of their water? And the government says, oh, yes, 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 you'll take good care of the water. We know you will, so we're going to give you control of it. Maori Indians, same thing. The Aborigines there in Australia. And these are wonderful groups of people. And it just breaks my heart to see them being conned again. I know some of the Maori Indians there in New Zealand. I met with them. They have a tremendous religious group down there that loved me when I was down there speaking. I spent 27 hours on Talkback State Radio there out of the main universities out of Auckland. The Maori Indians just were thrilled. They came down to the radio station to meet me because they know how these international crime families are trying to destroy the nations that they love. And so I've been blessed to know these wonderful tribes of people. In Australia, I met some of the Aborigine people, wonderful people. But they have been conned by the white man over the years. And in America, they were literally almost devastated by the white man, evil, evil white men. Not all the American people were evil, but some of the leaders were, that thought that they wouldn't mind if all the American Indians died. So we know that history, and I don't want to get into that now, but the American Indians being conned again today to think that the international crime lords love them enough to give them control of their water. This is not true. The UN program is to take control of the water The UN is totally controlled by these international crime cabals. You know, that you think it's those 180 members there in that big circle room, perhaps, that you think controls the United Nations. Not true at all. The international crime lords that set up the United Nations, the communists in 1945, wasn't it, when it was set up, never intended to give the tin pot dictators in all these little third world nations control of the United Nations. Poppycock. So last night, we were on a roll. I mean, we were really excited because we're focusing on stopping the control of the water being taken over by the American Indians in our area. And we had about 60 people there, would be my guess, in one room. And we had our speaker up, and things were going. And then we went to questions and answers. And I was so pleased that we had several families come back that had left watchmen on the wall. One in particular, I won't mention their name, but I really love this family. A husband and wife were there. They were tremendous activists with Watchmen on the Wall, our political organization there in the community, and did a lot of good to help the people in that area over a number of years. Well, they've been missing for about 2 years, and they haven't been attending the meetings until just recently. Well, after our wonderful speaker talking about how the internationalists were going through the state governors and through the law system to give the control of the water over to the American Indians, this gentleman, friend of ours, who had been an activist with us for years, long before I got to Idaho, and he got up and says, You guys are talking about the same issues tonight that we were talking about when I helped found Watchmen on the Wall years ago. You're still talking about the same things. He says, that's the reason I quit coming, because you guys aren't doing anything. You're not accomplishing anything. Well, folks, that just threw cold water on a very exciting meeting last night. And in essence, I'm sitting there, my mouth fell open, and I'm excited to be with activists. I get a thrill out of being there with Watchmen on the Wall people, as you do going down to your local meetings where people are not just sitting at home grumbling about a problem, but they're out spending their time away from their family, or maybe they've taken their family with them to Watchmen on the Wall or your meeting in your community, and they're actively trying to occupy this land as God commanded us to, until he returns. And here our dear friend and brother comes in there, and I get what I felt like. He basically says, we might as well go home and turn the lights out and forget it and give up, because we're talking about the same attacks by the government that he heard about and talked about when he was here before he decided to quit and said we're not being effective. Well, I was very disappointed, because I liked this family very much, and I've admired them for when they were involved with us, how well they worked and worked and worked, and how hard they worked to try to retain freedom in our community there and fight the devil and his minions coming in through state government and federal government into the area. And so I was really, really upset. And so I got up and said something. And I hope I didn't hurt the feelings. I believe I did. Probably did hurt the feelings of my dear friends that came back to Watchmen on the Wall, because I dearly love them, and I didn't want to hurt them. But I was very upset, because I'm down there. Well, let me just tell you what I said. I got to my feet, and I said, Tom Simmons is our great leader down there, and you talk about a great patriot activist, Christian patriot activist. My goodness, Tom and Linda Simmons, Clay and Sally Baker, and so many of them up down there are just tremendous Americans. And folks, I'm just always honored to go down there. So I got to my feet and I said, I just want to tell you folks that I look forward every week to coming down here and being able to be with you folks, because I'm so proud of you. I said, I'm thrilled and so blessed to be on two radio shows, as you folks know, twice a day, two radio networks, twice a day, like the great Republic Broadcasting Network here. And I said, occasionally I'll get a call, and somebody will say, well, we quit. We just quit because the Patriot groups aren't effective. You know, they're not doing anything effective, so we just quit. And inevitably, folks, I've asked these people, I say, okay, now what are you doing? What are you doing to save the nation for your children and grandchildren? What are you doing now? And you know, none of them have anything to tell you. They just quit. And so I said to the group, I said, a couple months back, a young person approached me who is their watchman on the wall, and we have been talking, and all of a sudden this person told me that he had quit watchman on the wall. It wasn't going to go back. And I said, my goodness gracious. I said, why? He's a young man. And he says, well, because they're not effective. We're just not doing things that are effective. And I asked him, I said, brother, what are you doing now that's effective? How are you? He has little children. And I said, what are you doing now to fight this evil? And he told me he didn't have anything to say. He's doing nothing. Well, I told the group there, I said, I want to tell you something. The highlight of my week is coming down here and getting with people that are doing something other than quitting and doing nothing. I said, I'm so blessed to know you folks and so honored and so privileged to be among those that are standing up and doing what God wants us to do. I can't even remember what I said exactly last night, but I said, I just want you to know that I'm proud to be with people that just that aren't quitters. And I probably said too much. But anyway, I was upset. And because what I heard from our dear friend was that, you know, we're having a tough time. The enemy is tough. The enemy is rough. And it's awful hard to do what we're trying to do, so we might as well quit. Might as well just give up. Turn out the lights and go home and live in slavery. So, I just want to say to you a few things here, folks, that John Stadtmiller came on a few minutes ago and proved once again, when we do what God told us to do, and that is get out of our prayer closets, get out of our homes, get together, and formulate a plan to attack his enemies back as they're attacking God's people. And we get ourselves together and do what God tells us to do, and that is to go out and never hold our peace night or day. And we spread knowledge, like he said in Isaiah 5:13, that my people are going into captivity because we have no knowledge. And we're out there spreading knowledge as God told us to do. The Great Commission is an active document. He told us to go out and spread the Word of God and the truth to all the world. And folks, when we do this, we win. And the Bible is just filled with stories. When God's people get together and do what he told us to do, we win. And thank you, John Stadtmiller, for coming on. What you said to us today is so exciting. Yes, they're going to attack us again. Yes, it's not over. But doggone it, we proved again we can do it. Well, I guess the last thing I want to say to you is this. Look throughout the Holy Bible, and you won't find a single place in there that God said we have to win against his enemies. There's not a single place in the Holy Bible that he commands us to win against his enemies. But he does say over and over and over again, 1,000 times in the Holy Bible, I would guess, reading all those stories of God's people that stood up and did what he told them to do, he did command them that they have to be on the field of battle against his enemies. You don't have to win. I mean, it's great when we do win, and when we do get together, many times we do win, just like John told us tonight again. over and over again we win when we do what God tells us to do. But nowhere in the Holy Bible does he say we have to win against his enemies. We just have to be on the field of battle. And when we quit, what does that tell your kids and grandkids, folks? If your kids are enslaved and they're sent to the re-education camps, you may temporarily see them through a wire cage before they're hauled off to the education camps, re-education camps, and you're hauled off to probably be put against a wall and killed, especially if you're a Christian. What does that say to your children if you were a quitter? Or maybe some of you never got started. Now, we're blessed and so pleased, folks, that the people that listen to Republic Broadcasting Network certainly aren't the quitters, or you wouldn't be listening. So we're really preaching to the choir here tonight, but we need to ask people when they say they quit, they gave up, they went in their RV and touring the country because there's no sense trying. Well, what's they going to say to their grandkids? We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm sorry about being in a tirade tonight, and I want to apologize to my dear brother and sister there. I probably hurt their feelings, but, you know, we're moving ahead in this nation, and we're only moving ahead against God's enemies because you out there, Republic Broadcasting listeners, are activists. You're doing something. We only had Ted Pike get a hold of John Stabmiller and tell him that we've won temporarily against the hate laws, which will destroy the First Amendment, because you're activists. You're doing what God told you to do. And to get depressed, which I do sometime, and so do you, you know, or get tired, and boy, I do sometimes, let me tell you. I've been doing this 24 years, and that's nothing to some of you. Some of you have been doing it 50 years. And I'm just an upstart. But I get tired sometime. But I keep thinking about what's the alternative. If we don't stand up, and I hate these people, too, that come to you and say, I don't want to be on the list. Yeah, yeah, I want some of your stuff there, Jack. I'll hand it out for you, but don't put me on your list. No, I don't want anybody to know I'm a Christian patriot. I don't want to be on anybody's list. Well, you better worry about being on somebody's list, folks, because God said in the Holy Bible, if you'll deny me before men, I will deny you before the Father. And you don't want to be on that list. You better not be afraid of being on the list. I mean, God is watching and he's taking good notes. And I know I wear that out a lot, but I mean that. God is watching everything. And if you're afraid, and I'm looking down at this saying that somebody sent me the other day from Ronald Reagan again, and I think it's a good saying. You remember, I told you that it says here, he says, if some among you fear taking a stand because you are afraid of reprisals from the government, from customers, clients, friends, relatives, recognize that you are just feeding the crocodile, hoping that he'll eat you last. And that's exactly true, folks. Ronald Reagan didn't say a lot of things that were true, but that's true, what he just said there. And so just keep that in mind, that we're not doing this. The Bible tells us that God's word doesn't come back void. And I can prove to you, folks, over and over again, as John Stadtmiller did tonight with us, that when we get out and we work together, and we pray that God will bless our doings and bless our work, we win. Our efforts don't come back void. They don't. For years, I handed out, and so did some of you out there helping us, hand out police and military newsletters. And we didn't hear much back from the police and military. But all of a sudden, we would hear from a brother or sister that it had one of you out there hand out one of our Aid and Abet years ago. And they said that they read this thing and threw it in the trash can when they first got it, our Constitutional Police and Military publication. But folks, what happened was it got into their brain. What was written there got into their brain. And when they finally saw it happening in their community and in their police department and their military unit, the light went on. Our efforts do not come back to us void, folks. So praise the Lord, and I'm happy to work with people at Republic Broadcasting Network and all the listeners out there who are activists and are going to stay and do what God tells us to do until his return. So I'm proud and honored to serve with you, and thank you for being a blessing in my life. God bless you. Have a great weekend, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. More than you know. God bless you and have a good weekend. Good night.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.